Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Last night on KDKA-TV, reporter Kim Gable did a special report on the apps that your children may have access to that you're unaware of. And this is really important information. And Kim joins me on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Kim, good morning.
Good morning, John.
You know, when we talk about the dangers of these apps, and, you know, I ran some of these by my daughter last night. Oh, yeah. I know that one. I know that one.
Yeah.
And these are things
I've
never heard of these things.
Me neither.
but they're out there. And when we talk about the risk involved, what kind of risk are they to our kids?
So, you know, the one thing that we wanted to point out is really there's no bad apps. It's the way in which these applications are being used and potentially really providing these portals for anyone out there to have contact and communicate and interact and engage with your children. And that's what the scary part is. A lot of these apps have no age requirements. There's a level of anonymity out there with many of them. You know, they don't go through the checks and the safeguards that say, you know, a Facebook or a Twitter or an Instagram would have. And that's what's happening. It's allowing, you know, these potential child predators or even cyberbullying too. You know, we're not just talking about the bad guys out there who want to get our kids. We're talking about the bad guys who are bullying our kids as well. So it sort of opens the door to all of that or any of that. And you know, so these are the conversations we have to have with our kids about what they're putting out there, what they're sharing, what they're tweeting, what they're posting, that makes them potentially vulnerable to that.
Now, when we look at these apps, I mean, you say there are no bad apps. So these apps have a role to play. They obviously have an attraction to our kids, why they are going to them in the first place. They just have to be careful about what they're saying on those apps.
Yeah, they have to be careful what they're saying, what they're doing. A lot of them have these geotagging modalities to them that tells people, you know, where they are at a particular time. You know, I knew about that. I have teenage twin girls, and, you know, when I gave them permission to download Snapchat, the first thing I did was take their phones and, you know, establish privacy. You know, those privacy settings are important. They're on most of those apps that we talked about. And to disable that geotagging location so that people don't know where your kids are every minute of every single day.
You mean they can actually do that through the app? They'd be able to tell where your daughter was if she was out away from the home with friends or whatever. They'd be able to go on this app and see where they are?
Oh, sure. And you know, we have that on Facebook. If you go on Facebook, you can see, you know, at the KDK studios, I can see who's around me, who's at the restaurant across the street, and you can disable that too. So we have to keep that in mind, that most of these applications have modalities in place where we can set a certain level of privacy that, you know, protects us and protects our kids as well. So that's why it's so important for parents to ask their kids, take their kids' phone, say, what is this? What is this app? And I bet you if, you know, most of the parents out there took their kids' phones and looked at the icons, looked at the applications that are on the home screen, you're not going to recognize many of them.
No, absolutely not.
Because have access. They're free. And, you know, I think a lot of times we lose sight of the fact that, you know, we say, you know, my kids are so much more technologically advanced than I do. I have no idea what they're doing. They know all about this. It's our job, you know, as parents and guardians to know what our kids are using and with whom they are potentially communicating.
Have kids
level of education for us.
Have kids actually gotten hurt because of contacts made through these websites?
Well, we interviewed a woman, and it was very, very sensitive. She did not want to, for obvious reasons, reveal the identity of her daughter. But we talked to her about sort of the progression that, that happened with her. So, yes, she did get hurt. So, you know, this was a girl who was craving relationships, was craving connection, and that started with apps and social media. You know, keep in mind, this isn't face-to-face communication.
Right.
So we're establishing these digital virtual connections, right? So she got in with the wrong crowd. She was cyberbullied for years, pulled out of school, in therapy. I mean, the heartbreak and heartache of this family, there's a lot we couldn't reveal because there are some sensitive things in there. But it turned out that, she was actually physically assaulted. And, you know, again, that's the progression this took. It wasn't immediate, but this was a woman who actually sought help from the local police. And she lives in a community. She lives in Brentwood, a community that actually has legislation to deal with online bullying and online predators. So she was actually able to prosecute one or two of the people responsible for some of the, you know, online attacks and the physical attack as well.
Some of the apps: After School, Ask FM, Big O Live, BitLife, Blender, Discord, Holla, House Party, IMVU. Kim, I appreciate your time this morning, and thanks for the warning to those of us who are completely uneducated about this stuff.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, go out there and educate yourself. Thanks, John.
Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.